memories I hate the most. Reflections I feel were something I forgot were real. A little view of the past, I promise all of this is...
Hola, bienvenidos a la cuarta temporada of our bilingual podcast, ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.
The universe is gonna give you muchas flores. Quítate ese miedo. You'll be a lot more, trust me.
This season, we're staying on top of two major topics, the census and the 2020 elections. In our last episodio, we explained how the census count can affect the elections with gerrymandering, la experiencia política of young people in Mexico and the U.S. and Puerto Rico, and how the youth recently unseated a Puerto Rican governor. With the elections right around the corner, all journalists are under scrutiny, así que decidimos darte un insight on how some Latinos in the media feel about covering Latinos o inmigración. In this episodio, I talked to fellow journalist Judith Rees Branch about what it's like para Latinos cubrir a Latinos in the media and how it can be frustrating and empowering to tell the stories of our community. At the end of the episode, te daremos más información on voting. Pero primero, le pregunté a Judith si había tenido esta conversación con alguien más.
You know, it's funny. No, I haven't had this conversation. So it's funny that you say that it's the first time that you're having this conversation, but it's, I mean, we're both Latinas, so you would think it would have come up in some context by now already. But I think that for me, you know, being a journalist has always been, first and foremost, you're unbiased. And so unfortunately and fortunately at the same time, what I am and who I am kind of doesn't matter when I'm reporting on stories, even if I'm connected to the subject or the subject matter. And so it is kind of, it's different and it's difficult in that sense, especially now in this political climate that we find ourselves in, to be a Latina reporting on, you know, everything that's going on, to remain objective and almost disconnected in a sense where, you know, you can't really put your own agenda, of course, or opinions into what you're reporting, even though it could affect you greatly. So it is, it's a challenge.
I agree with her. At events, personas me preguntaban, why aren't you protesting? Why aren't you being outspoken? They mentioned how Jorge Ramos goes against some of the guidelines they teach us in journalism class. And to some extent, it made me wonder, am I Latina enough? Do I need to do more?
I think of Soledad O'Brien, and I think of, you know, journalists like her who have really taken a stand publicly, not just on social media, but, you know, on broadcasts and things of that nature. And I think it comes to a point where the truth is the truth, whatever color you are. And so there is a fine line between whose truth you're reporting, but at the end of the day, I think people like Jorge and Soledad are just at a point where they're just saying, you know, I'm just going to report the truth at this point. And I think that sometimes that takes bravery, and yeah, you can't necessarily, you know, put down your mic and go march, you know, at the rally and at protests, but you can tell a story in such a way that, you know, their voices have to be heard and the truth has to come out, you know? And so I think that, I know we talked about, we didn't want to be Debbie Downers before we actually started recording, because it is a difficult topic, but I think that if you look at it from that perspective, we have a lot more power than we think we do, you know? And we have to give ourselves credit for that, and not just ourselves, but journalism as a whole.
Judith me dice that reporting on a story is a form of resistance o protesta. Y aunque a veces quisiéramos hacer más, para algunos, traer esas historias a la luz le da una voz a quienes más amamos.
Yeah. I think people forget that journalists are public servants, you know? If you think about the public service field, and it's challenging, you know? And to be able to, like serve the people without being, I guess, pulled into it, it's really an impossible task to ask, you know? And so, yeah, as journalists, you do have to constantly check your mental health. And, but going back to something that you said about people, you know, you have people who are close to you who are DACA and who are undocumented. I mean, I see my grandparents in the faces of, you know, all of these people who are, you know, at the border and being detained, or people who are here and being harassed and, you know, in this country that was set up for so much more than this, than what we're doing right now at this point. And it is very difficult to not want to do more, because you see the faces of your family and your friends in all of these people that you interview or, you know, come across. And it's hard, but that's what makes us journalists. And that's what, you know, makes us public servants, is that we have to be able to kind of push past those feelings and really get to what is the heart of the story and tell it to people. And a lot of times I find that's really, really gratifying to me. And it should be gratifying to you to know that, hey, you know, I might not be able to do some of the things that my friends are doing or that my family is doing, but I'm doing this. I'm being a voice for those that otherwise wouldn't be heard. So that is incredibly powerful.
Queremos darte las gracias por escucharnos. Thank you for listening, caring, and sharing our content. We believe in this mission to tell the stories of Latinos living in the Midwest, and we believe that your vote matters. On our website, we've plugged a link so you can register to vote, check voting laws in your state, and more. Y esta página web también está disponible en español, así que compártela con tus amigos hispanohablantes. Our song for this episodio is from Ambar Lucid, a bilingual young Latina based in New Jersey. She's a self-taught producer, guitarrista, pianist, and ukulele player, in addition to songwriter, y orgullosa de sus Dominican and Mexican roots. This song titled Letters to My Younger Self talks about how the present can be hard, but the future is always promising, and to love and forgive yourself. In our next episode, we'll dive more into más política. Stay tuned. Soy Paola Marizan, and this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.
The universe is gonna give you muchas flores. Quítate ese miedo. You'll be a lot more, trust me, yo te entiendo. I know times are hard right now, but I promise you'll be alright. Ya no quiero que llores. The universe is gonna